Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So this morning I wanted to talk about something a little bit complicated, but it's something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So the acronym is NASLD. And non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is really a general term for a range of conditions. It's characterized by the patient having an excess of fatty deposits around the liver. And as the name implies, this liver condition actually occurs in people who actually drink little or very, even no alcohol. There's a different kind of liver disease that is associated with people who are drinkers, but this one we're talking about today is for people who are or don't drink or very little alcohol. So fatty liver disease can be sneaky because initially you might not experience any symptoms. By the time it's diagnosed, for example, the liver may actually start to develop some inflammation. And the biggest issue is you could be at risk of developing something called NASH, which is can cause cirrhosis of the liver. So it's really important to address these issues early. So the early signs can be very subtle, and they can often be associated for things, for example, with pain in the upper right part of the abdomen, unexplained fatigue, muscle weakness, and even weight loss. And usually we diagnose it through blood tests and you know, I'll send patients back to their family doctor to get some liver function tests, even a you know, more intensive diagnostic test if necessary. But unlike, like I said, the alcoholic fatty liver disease, it's tied to which is tied to alcoholic consumption. There are some risk factors that we see with this particular type, and there's about seven of them. I'm going to go through relatively quickly. Excess weight, for example, research has found obesity is one of the most common contributors. Age, certainly it can increase as you age. Diabetes, for example, it's been linked to diabetes. So having diabetes or having fatty liver disease can actually be linked to getting diabetes. And that's linked to, for example, insulin resistance. And that's the way that our body metabolizes insulin, for example. Cholesterol is metabolized by our liver, so high cholesterol levels can lead to fatty liver deposits. Thyroid issues, even sleep apnea, and I've talked about this before, polycystic ovary disease, for example, in women who are still menstruating. So next week I'm going to talk about some naturopathic treatment options for treating fatty liver. But in the meantime, if patients have some questions, they're not sure, they want to give me a call, they can reach me at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Well, we definitely need to know our alphabet, NAFLD. If you want to talk about health issues you may have and learn more about NAFLD, Dr. Betty offers a complimentary consultation by phone or in person. The number again, 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning how to deal with NAFLD next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.